Amen.
Amen.
So glad to be having Brother Vitalis Mugove with us tonight.
Tinofara kuona Brother Vitalis Mugove wane sumaniran.
All the way from South Africa, he's right
yes,
up in front.
South Africa, vari kuno kumberi kwa fumiri.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Matthew and chapter 6.
Matthew chapter 6.
Amen. We'd like to read the first 15 verses.
Tutakuverenga ma verse 15 ekutanga.
Amen.
Amen.
Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward for your Father which is in heaven.
Chenjerai kuti murege kuita kururama kwenyu pamberi pavanhu kuti muonekwe navo kana madaro hamuna mubayiro kuna baba venyu vari kumudenga.
Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
Zvino kana uchipa varombo zvipo, rega kuridza hwamanda pamberi pako sezvinoita vanyengeri masinagogi nomunzira dzomumisha kuti vakudzwe navanhu. Zviro kwazvo ndinoti kwamuri vapiwa mubayiro wavo.
But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth.
Asi iwe kana uchipa zvipo, ruoko rwako rworuboshwe garurege kuziva chinoitwa neruoko rwako rworudyi.
That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly.
Kuti baba vako, kuti kupa kwako kuve pakavanda, ipapo baba vako vanoona pakavanda vachakupa mubayiro.
And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
Kana muchinyengetera musava savanyengeri, nokuti vanofarira kunyengetera vamire mumasinagogu napamharadzano dzenzira dzomumusha kuti vaonekwe navanhu. Zviro kwazvo ndinoti kwamuri vapiwa mubayiro wavo.
But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
Asi iwe kana uchinyengetera, pinda muimba yako yomukati. Kana wazarira mukova wako, unyengetere kuna baba vako vari pakavanda. Zvino baba vako vanoona pakavanda vachakupa mubayiro.
But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking.
Pakunyengetera kwenyu, musapamhidza zvisina maturo sevahedheni, nokuti ivo vanofunga kuti vanonzwikwa nokutaura kwazvo kuzhinji.
Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him.
Naizvozvo musafanana navo, nokuti baba venyu vanoziva zvamunoshayiwa musati maikumbira kwavari.
After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Zvino imi nyengeterai kudai: Baba vedu ari kudenga, zita renyu ngarikudzwe noutsvene.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Umambo hwenyu ngahuuye, kuda kwenyu ngakuitwe panyika sezvakunoitwa kudenga.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Mutipei nhasi zvokudya zvedu zvinotiringana.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Mutikanganwirewo mhosva dzedu sezvatinokanganwirawo vane mhosva nesu.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Regai kutiisa pakuidzwa, asi mutirwirei pano wakaipa, nokuti ushe ndo hwenyu nesimba nokubwinya nekusingaperi. Amen.
For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
Nokuti kana muchikanganwira vanhu kudarika kwavo baba venyu vari kudenga vachakukanganwira ivo.
But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your father forgive your trespasses.
Asi kana musingakanganwiri vanhu kudarika kwavo baba venyu havangakukanganwire iwo kudarika kwenyu.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of
Mwari wa wedzere maropafadzwa kuverengwa shoko ravo tigarei pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
We thought we would say a few more things about prayer tonight.
Funga kuti titaure zvimwe zvinhu zvokupambidzira zvakati kuti pamusoro pemunamato manherano.
Seeing we spoke about prayer on Wednesday and there's going to be a prayer meeting tonight.
Tichiona kuti takatara pamusoro pemunamato musi wechitatu tiona kuti manherano yapachava nemunamato usiku wese.
We want to make sure we keep the tempo.
Takuva nechokwadi kuti taramba tichienderera mberi neupo hwacho hwakadaro iwo.
Keep the same anointing throughout.
Tirambe takachengetedza upo hwacho kusvika taizvika.
So for a title I'll use he taught us to pray.
Semaridzo ndichataura chiti akatidzidzisa kunamata.
Amen.
Amen.
He taught us to pray.
Akatidzidzisa kunamata.
So the first thing that a believer has to learn in his Christian life is to pray.
Saka chekutanga chinofanira kudzidzirwa iwo uye mutendi kunamata.
To know your God.
Kuzivana na Mwari wako.
To know whom you are worshiping.
Kuziva uyo wauri kunamata.
He introduces himself to you.
Iye anozvizivisa kwauri.
So that you know exactly the one you are worshiping.
Kuti unyatsokuziva iwewe uyo wauri kunamata.
Amen.
Amen.
When Moses met God in the wilderness.
Mozisi pawakasangana na Mwari murenje.
The first thing was God had to introduce himself to Moses.
Chekutanga Mwari vakazvizivisa kuti iwo ndiva hani kuna Moses.
So that Moses would know who was leading him.
Kuti Moses agoziva kuti ndiani waimutungamira.
And whenever he would pray, he must know to whom he is praying.
Nguva dzose Moses paaizonamata aifanira kunge achiziva kuti ari kunamata kunani.
This is why when he went to that burning bush,
ndosaka paakaenda pagwenzire raiputa Moses,
this voice came out from there.
Izwi rakabuda kubva pagwenzira iputa.
And he said, Moses, Moses.
Kati Moses, Moses.
He knew already that the man in the fire knows me.
Akatoziva nechekare kuti murume uyu ari mumoto anotondiziva nezita.
And we must have a relationship.
Uye tinofanirwa kuva nehukama nemurume ari mumoto.
Amen.
Amen.
And the one who was in the fire said, I am that I am.
Uyo anga ari mumoto akati ndiri zvandiri.
Amen.
Amen.
So you realize there were not three people that spoke from the fire.
Hapana kutaura vanhu vatatu kubva mumoto.
One person spoke from the fire.
Mumwe chete akati ndiri ndiye akataura kubva mumoto.
Amen.
Amen.
And Moses knew I'm not worshiping three gods.
Moses akaziva kuti handina mate vamwari vatatu.
I'm not worshiping two.
Handisi kunamata vaviri.
I'm not worshiping four.
Handina mate vana mwari vana.
Is one that spoke to me.
Ndimwari mumwe chete akataura neni.
He identified himself.
Saka akacherechedza.
I believe that's what we also do when we meet strangers.
Ndinotenda kuti ndozvatinofanira kuita tikasangana nevatorwa vatsikazi.
You want them to know you.
Iwe unoda kuti vakuzive.
And you want to know them.
Iwe uchida kuvazivawo futi.
So there's introductions going on.
Pane kuzivisana kunenge kuchiitwa.
And here is a new walk in life.
Yekunoi kufamba kutsva mukati mehupenyu.
That you are supposed to be having with Christ.
Rwendo rutsvarwa unofanira kuva naKristu.
There must be an introduction.
Panofanira kuva nekuzivana.
He knows you already.
Iye anotokuziva nechekare nezita.
Amen.
Amen.
And he knows your faults.
Anotoziva zvaunotadza zvose.
He knows your weaknesses and your strengths.
Anoziva utera hwako nekusimba kwako.
Amen.
Amen.
But when we go to him,
asi kana tichienda kwaari,
we confess our wrongs.
Tinoreurura zvivi zvedu.
Because it's necessary that you speak it yourself.
Nekuti zvakakosha kuti iwe wega uzvitaurire pachako.
You don't say, Lord, you know everything.
Haungoti Ishe munoziva zvese zvakaitika muupenyu hwangu ndizvozvo.
But you see, when you kneel down, you confess.
Ukapfugama unodonongodza uchireurura.
You tell him what you want to be forgiven of.
Unovaudza zvacho zvese zvaunoziva zvauda kuregererwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he wants you to speak.
Nekuti Mwari vanoda kuti iwe utaure.
He doesn't put you on remote.
Havakuise paremote.
He wants you to participate.
Varoda kuti ushande wega kwete neremote uchingokontrolwa swaivo.
Amen.
Amen.
So tell him what you are repenting from.
Kuti uri kutendeukei.
Tell him your faults.
Udza Mwari mhosho dzako.
Yourself.
Iwewe pachako.
Not somebody else coming to tell God about your situation.
Kwete kutumira mumwe munhu kuti ndiudzirewo Mwari pamusoro pechimiro changu.
Amen.
Amen.
This is why we don't need a mediator here.
Ndosaka tisina murereri pana panyaya.
Between yourself and God.
Pakati pako naMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't need Mother Mary here.
Atidi Mai Maria anozoreverera pana.
Amen.
Amen.
We want you to talk to God.
Tinoti iwe utaure naMwari pachako.
Remove all middlemen.
Bvisai vese vanozoreverera pari pakata.
But you must go to talk straight to God.
Unofanwa kuenda kunotaura chaizvo wakanangana naMwari.
You remove Mary from the situation.
Maria hanei nechimiro chiripo apa.
You go straight.
Ngonanga kuna Mwari.
You must talk to God.
Taura iwewe naMwari.
Is that right?
Amen.
So you notice Moses had a communication with God.
Unochereza kuti Mozisi akavane nhaurirano naMwari.
At the backside of the desert.
Seri kwerenje.
That's how it has got to be.
Ndo maitira zvinofanira kuita.
Amen.
Amen.
Moses was taken away from his people.
Moses akabviswa kune vanhu vake.
So that he might have fellowship with God.
Kuitira kuti ave nekuyanana naMwari.
Every true believer.
Mutendi mumwe nemumwe.
Must know his God.
Anofanira kuzivana naMwari wake pachake.
And whenever you pray, you must know that I am talking to him.
Pese paunonamata unofanira kuziva kuti ndiri kutaura naMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not a duty.
Harisi basa.
And this is why we don't use prayer books.
Ndo saka tisina tumabhuku twatinotiverengai muzvidzidzira kunamata.
Because somebody else thought of what to write there as a prayer.
Ndekuti tuminamata itoto tine mumwe munhu akatofunga kuti nyora setuminamata
mubhuku. But you have got to speak straight to God.
Iwe unofanira kutaura wakanangana naMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you know what you need.
Unoziva zvauri kuda iwe.
You know your very situation.
Unotoziva chimiro chako.
Amen.
Amen.
In the New Testament, one man, Paul,
who
was the one that God sent to the Gentiles with a message. Amen.
Amen.
When he was going over to Damascus, he met God. Amen.
Amen.
And he even asked the question, "Who are you, Lord?" As a Jew,
semu Juda,
and as a religious man,
semunhu wezvinamato,
he knew the happening of the appearance of that light.
Aiziva kuti chiitiko cheshongwe yemoto ichi
was not just another different phenomenon.
Changa chisingoriwo chiitiko chinoyevedza.
But he knew this is God.
Aitoziva kuti chiedza ichi ndiMwari.
And he had seen what happened with Moses before. But now it is his turn. The same one that Moses had met is the same one that he is meeting now. Amen.
Amen.
So he says, "Who are you, Lord?" And he introduced himself.
"I
am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." The same one who was the great I am in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, he's still the great I am. But he has got a name. And the name is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. From that day on, Paul knew. I was not persecuting Jesus as far as I know.
Inini semazira andoita andavhana ndakatambudza Jesu.
I was persecuting people.
Ndaitambudza vanhu kereke yake.
But with this introduction,
asine kuzivisana kuzevara kwavakaita.
Now I know.
Ndakuziva.
That Christ is living inside the people.
Kristu arogara mukati mevanhu vake.
As I was persecuting these people,
pandanga ndiri kutambudza vanhu ivava,
I was actually persecuting Jesus Christ.
Ndaitotambudza Kristu ari mavari.
He lives in people.
Nekuti akugara muvanhu.
Amen.
Amen.
And he was told, "I will make you a vessel to carry my message to the Gentiles." Amen.
Amen.
Then he knew wherever he was going, "I'm not alone, but I am with him." Amen.
Amen.
What a consolation it is
for you
when you're going into foreign land, among strange people, into situations that you don't even know. When you know I'm not alone, brother, it gives you a lot of confidence. It gives you a lot of comfort to know that he promised he is going to be with me, even in me, till the end of the age. My eyes are not seeing him, but he promised. Amen.
Amen.
That he is going to be with
me.
The heathen wants you to know that your eyes are not seeing God. And therefore, if you don't see, therefore he is not there. But you see, we don't go by five senses. We have got the sixth sense. That will declare the unseen. You remember the little boy with the
kite?
And he was keeping on unwinding the rope. And it was keeping on going, and
kite,
the kite was flying.
And
off it went beyond the clouds. Amen.
Amen.
And this man comes up and says, what's exciting you here? And he says, I've got a
kite.
Says, are you sure?
So
this is the rope. He says, then he looked up, he says, but I don't see the kite. The boy says, me too. I don't see it also. He says, it has gone beyond the clouds. He says, but how do I know that the kite is still there? Amen.
Amen.
He says, no, don't worry. I can feel the
pull.
Amen.
Amen.
It's still tugging in my hand.
I know.
As long as I've got this tug in my hand, it is still there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When Christ was here, brother, many people saw him and they could not believe him. It was just a handful that believed him. Amen.
Amen.
They even were spitting on him, pulling a whole handful of beard. It's alright. Yet they had such an opportunity to meet him. I believe if it was you would have said, Lord, it's good that I've seen you. I've got this situation, I've got this one and this other. I know you're going to settle everything. But God did not allow you to do that. He had to wait until he was gone. Amen.
Amen.
You have never seen him. Amen.
Amen.
You never saw him physically. But the Bible says, blessed are you. Even without seeing, but you believe. This is where we are. Amen.
Amen.
In fact, there is more faith that is shown by the one that have not seen. And you are believing what you don't see. Amen.
Amen.
Then you can even kneel down to talk to the unseen one. And still you believe that after I talk to him, he's going to answer. He's coming back to me. He's going to give me what I'm looking for. Isn't that a lot of faith? Amen.
Amen.
Talking to somebody whom you can't see. And the Bible was telling us when we were reading here, he says, before you even ask, he already knows what you need. Isn't that a consolation? He knows what you need before you even ask, even much more than you know your need. Because it's God who put that need. Is that right? Before you start thinking of drinking water, what happens? God put a thirst in you. Then he makes you to desire for water. And once you see the water, the next thing is you want to drink it. Is God surprised? No, he put the thirst in you. Then he knows the only thing that can quench the thirst is the water. Then you are drinking. Is that right? Does he not know your need? That now you need a job. Is that right? And then he put the desire in you to pray for a job. Is that right? He knows you need it. And he put the desire in you already. Then He opens up so that you can kneel down to pray. And when you pray, He gives you the job. Is that right? You have done nothing. Is God doing everything for you? Is that right?
Amen.
So before you ask, He already knows your need. And then He tells you. He puts something on the inside that will let you know that you've got a need, you've got a desire. Amen.
Amen.
Then you pray. The prophet was talking about this situation of a baby. The language of a baby is to cry. Milk. Cry.
Can I damn kaka kuchema?
Messed up, cry.
Can I kanga nisa kuchema?
Wanting to sleep,
cry. Can I dagu ata hope it's not any kuchema?
Because as far as the baby is concerned,
ewudi mwanaka zvema zira anoita.
That's my alarm.
Iyoyo ndo alarm yangu yekuti pane zvaitika.
I can't speak.
Handikwanisi kutaura.
Amen.
Amen.
But my alarm is I must cry.
Alarm ndekuti ndinochema.
Then he said, this parent can go to the baby and says, look, we are civilized people. Right here on your bed, I'm putting this little bell. When you need milk, just ring the bell. Don't make a lot of noise. When you mess up your nappy, just ring the bell. Okay, it's good for civilized people. It's good for people that can understand. The baby will understand nothing. Even if there are so many bells. When the baby needs milk. Wow. And then mama knows. This noise here. There's a discomfort somewhere. And when mama goes, she knows how to settle
there.
Amen.
Amen.
We have somebody who is greater than a mother. Amen.
Amen.
And that one is Almighty God. Do you know that mothers can talk to babies who don't speak? Brother, you go into the room. Whom are you talking to? I'm talking to my baby. But look, the baby doesn't talk. He doesn't even understand what I was saying. But the two, brother, they're in fellowship. They're talking, they're understanding one another.
Amen.
Amen. But we've got a greater mother than that. He knows us. Much more than anybody else. Amen.
Amen.
He knows you more than your husband. Is that right?
Amen.
More than your partner. When you are so moody, and your eyes up in the sky, you don't want to look at, talk to, or whatever. You
go
say, what's wrong? Because you can interpret, you don't know. Do you want food? No, not talking. Right? Do you want to sleep? No talking. Everything, no answer. Nobody knows what is going on. But you know, while you are seated there, God knows what's in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
He knows whether you are enjoying this message or not. Is that right?
Amen.
Some say, but Wednesday we're talking about prayer. Today again.
And
after we are dismissed, prayer again. He knows what is going on. Amen.
Amen.
But you know what? God hides all those things from all of us. So that we will never know what is happening in the different parts that are around. But it's good. We like it that way. Amen.
Amen.
But we're talking about our God who knows all things. But look at the scripture. He is touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Not when you scream. Not when you pray. Before you pray. He is already touched by the feeling of your infirmity. Your problem touches him. He hears what you are saying in your heart already before it comes out of your
mouth.
This is where we love him. Amen.
Amen.
This is why we want to talk to him. And this is why we want to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, the scripture we read tonight, we have been taught about how you give your arms and everything and everything. Not in public, not praying in public. Somebody was saying, the Pharisees will go to a marketplace and he sees a lot of cabbages, tomatoes and onions. Right, then he stands there. He reads the scripture before everybody.
Yes.
Let us all pray. He begins to pray. 15-20 minutes, he's praying.
Minutes,
and all the vendors are just quiet. No shopping.
Ma venda, amira, utenga, umira, utenga.
Because the Pharisee is praying.
When
he says amen,
amen,
this cabbage and that one
is
that one. Then he goes away.
Oba,
so don't do that.
Atidaro.
Some people want everybody to know that I'm a prayer warrior. I can pray more than everybody. People want that. But you know, we don't need that. We don't even want to know how much you pray. Amen.
Amen.
That is a secret between you and God. Amen.
Amen.
If I pray for Brother Morris, he has got a situation. Tomorrow, after when I meet him, I won't say, Brother Morris, can you imagine? Last night, I was praying for you. And I wanted to say amen, but something told me 5 more minutes.
I was
just praying for you, brother. Are you applying to be his friend? Or you, I don't know what to do, but that's not the way to do it. Is that right?
Amen.
Don't let people know you are busy praying for something. Yeah, even young men meeting say, brother, you know what I'm praying for.
Brother,
I think I know. Brother, I'm praying for a wife these days. It's not even necessary. Amen.
Amen.
Don't tell people what you're doing. It's your secret between you and God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we have certain situations also. We read a scripture here where the Bible says, when you're giving alms, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. It's scripture. Did you read it? Yes. It's scripture. But sometimes we go into extremes. Amen.
Amen.
The wife wants to do certain things to the neighbor and say, please don't tell my husband I've given you this. Now, when it has something to do with your money at home, he's going to ask you, where is the money?
Ah,
I don't know. You are now lying. Amen.
Amen.
He's not talking about that. There are certain things that you must do. Amen.
Amen.
You don't even have to let people know what is happening. You go to pray that the Holy Ghost is going to lead you on what to do about this thing. But you don't cause problems in the house. The other thing that I wanted to say on this scripture, when Jesus Christ was telling his disciples or showing them how to pray, starting off with the Lord's Prayer, some people think or believe
vamwe vanototenda kana kuti vanofunga kuti.
That's all how we've got to pray.
Tinofanira kungonamata nenzira iyoyo yakanamatwa nayo muBhaibheri.
When you kneel down, our Father who art in heaven. Wow,
kugama bavaedu ari kumusoro kudenga
akasarira ngakuzwe.
Amen, obva vatoenda.
No, he didn't say that.
Havana kudaro.
He is telling you how to do it.
Vari kukuudza hurongwa hwacho kuti zvinoitwa sei.
He taught us to pray.
Vakatidzidzisa kunamata.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you must know. You belong here and our God is in heaven.
Please.
Give him praise. Give him his place. This is what he's talking about. When you are praying, you don't kneel down and you start saying, you know, Lord, tomorrow I'm waking up tomorrow, I must go to work. I want you to show me the right combi. I don't want to pay money. And put the right person next to me.
So,
make sure the boss will not bully me. Let somebody give me lunch for free. Now, somebody was saying the other day, God is not a messenger boy. That you've got to just kneel down and say, number one, do this, and when you finish, come back and do this for me, and when
you
finish. He is your Father. And he lives in heaven. Your body is on the earth. Is that right?
Amen.
So he is not a mascot. He is not a messenger boy.
Amen.
Amen. You make sure you know that you're talking to somebody great. Give him his position. Is that right?
Amen.
This is why it says, hallowed be thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Tell him
Vaudze.
You appreciate him
Munoayemura.
And you adore him.
Munoayerumbiza.
You praise him.
Munoapambiri.
Show him his position.
Varatidze nzvimbo yavo Mwari.
You are not equal.
Amuna kufanana naMwari iwe.
Amen.
Amen.
When you show him his position,
ukavaisa munzvimbo yavo Mwari.
He's happy about it.
Vanofara nazvo.
He knows my son knows me.
Vanoziva kuti mwana wangu anondiziva.
Amen.
Amen.
And he knows, though I am in this level, but we have got a relationship.
Vanoziva kuti kunyange ndiri muchiyero chino chekudenga asi tiri muhukama nemwana wangu.
Of father and son.
Wababa nemwana koma.
Amen.
Amen.
But the thing is, give him his position.
Nyaya yacho ndeyekuti ipa Mwari nzvimbo yavo.
Amen.
Amen.
So you don't just kneel down and say, there's this problem there, this other thing, this brother told me about this, and this sister told me about
this.
No, no, that's not the idea. Some people kneel down and they start preaching to God from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And he's preaching and he's quoting.
You know,
the Bible, Moses said this and Paul
Moses
also said this.
So.
He didn't say preach. He says pray. There's a difference between preaching and if you want to preach. There are lots of places to preach to. Go there and preach. So you don't want to show God that you know all the scriptures. That's not the idea. Amen.
Amen.
After all, it's him that revealed those scriptures to you. You want to show him that you know.
This thing.
That's not it. No, no.
Amen.
You are giving his position. Tell him you love him. Amen.
Amen.
I heard about this story when this brother was asked to pray for food. And he begins to pray. And then in the prayer he prays for the sick in hospital. And he's praying for the saints in Zimbabwe. And the saints in Zambia. And that other convention. And this other brother says,
hey.
When is he going to stop praying? I want to eat now. Then he started eating while the brothers prayed. So when he finally said
amen,
so says, hey, brother, you're already eating.
Oh,
I says, yeah, when you're already, that time when you're praying for the saints in Zambia, that's when I started eating. Prayer is not a display of knowing who is sick and who is where and what is what.
It's
your relationship with God. And prayer is also situational. Amen.
Amen.
It all depends on what you're praying for. Amen.
Amen.
And that is what you direct onto. But you must never forget that you have got to give him his place. Amen.
Amen.
And you must know your position. He is holy, you are not. We are depending on his holiness. Tell him. Amen.
Amen.
That we are not holy, but it's you that is holy. It's you that is the creator. Give him his position. Tell him what he has done. The wondrous works of God. Amen.
Amen.
He needs you to say that. Is that true? Let me read a quote. Broken systems. Paragraph 98. Now, he was the rock. God smote him for us. He gave forth abundance of pure, clean water. He does yet today. To everyone that will believe, this is his grace. Amen.
Amen.
Of course, to his people, us. Amen.
Amen.
He has done all these things for us. Not for himself, but for us. Is that right?
Amen.
And whatever he has done for you is described as his grace. Because you don't deserve it. Grace is unmerited favor. This is where we don't brag that we are believers. That when you meet an unbeliever, say, look at that unbeliever. Look at him. Look at this. But look at me. You don't do that. You are what you are by grace. You don't even merit it. It is him that called you. It is him that cleaned you. You have done nothing about yourself. Is that right? Furthermore, he gave you a wife, a good wife. He gave you a good husband. Do you move around and say, look at this guy? You must ask us, look at us, good husband.
This is not going to go on our rumeo kanaka.
Where are your eyes? We've got good husbands. What did you do? Nothing. It's the grace of God. So if you know what God has done to you, that will determine your approach. Is that right?
Amen.
When he heals you, you don't go about and say, look, I prayed. You people, you are still sick. You don't pray. You ask us.
We really pray.
And when we pray, we know that God answers prayer. And he healed me. I had a terrible headache. When I pray, God healed me. When did you become a healer? It's God who is a healer. So the issue of bragging here, put it aside. It does not even work. Because everything, it is God. Is that right?
Amen.
There is something like the people of today, ready to receive what they can get.
Amen.
Amen. But don't want to give any service in return.
Asa havadi kutomboshumira mukudzorerawo.
That's humankind.
Ndovana.
We only want to receive.
Nongotambanza ruoko chete ndipo ndipo.
But you don't want to give up.
Haudi kumbopawo.
Is that right?
Zvose.
We are only waiting to receive.
Takangogadzirira
kugamuchira. From God.
Kubva kuna Mwari.
90% of our prayer is asking.
Zvikamu zvipfumbama kubva mugumi
zvemunamati yako kukumbira. Give me this, give me this, give me this.
Ndipe ichi.
What have you done? That's not the way.
Haisiyo nzira yacho.
Amen.
Amen.
Israel was ready to drink from the rock now.
Israel yanga yagadzirira kunwa kubva
padoko. But they didn't want to give God his service.
Asi vaisada kushumira Mwari.
That was due to him.
Ndo zvanga zviri vaisada kupa Mwari zvakafanira kwavari.
Amen. And he's always giving us a service.
Mwari nguva dzose vanoramba vachishumira,
vachishumira. We can't even breathe without him.
Hatinombogona kutombofema pasina Mwari.
We can't breathe without God's service.
Hatigone kufema pasina kushumirwa naMwari.
That's how dependent we are on him.
And
yet, it almost breaks us in two. If we try to do, have to do something for him, we don't want to do anything for him. Are you seeing what he's saying? He asks us to do something. Go see somebody. Go pray for somebody. Go help somebody. It almost breaks us up
to do it.
But we don't want to do anything to him for service. Do you see what humankind is all about? We always want to be on the receiving end. We don't want to do anything. May God help us. We must give him his position. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know, as you're seated right there, this a lot of blood that is moving into your head and coming down into your heart, into your arms and everything, and you're like this. But you know, everything is what God is doing. Did you know that? And you're even looking at me. You appreciate your sight. But just seeing alone is his grace, is
that
right? Do you know a blind man that will be sleeping? He's thinking of a lot of things. I wish I could see. I wish I could see the face of so and so. But that's not your wish. All you do, just open your eyes. There
he
is. And after you see, that man is ugly, man. With the eyes, with the sight that God gave you free of charge. You can imagine how many comments we pass on after we see. For free. We see for free. We hear for free. We taste for free. Everything, that's what God is doing. But yet, we don't want to thank God for all that. Have you ever knelt down one day not to ask for anything, but just to thank God, just to thank him? We've got so many things to thank God for. Is that right?
Amen.
You thank God for your parents? Some don't. You thank God for two legs. Some don't. You thank God for two hands. Some don't. You thank God for being alive. If you really bring yourself into the situation and think of what God has done. Amen. You are going to sing a song. How great thou art. When you begin to sing, how great thou art. Not because the song leader says sing. Forcing you to sing. He doesn't go very far. But when you really know, he has done great things. Brother, you raise your hands. Just to thank him for what he has done. Great things. How many people that's not working?
vangane vasiri kushanda vanhu munyika
but yet they are more educated than you
vakafunda kudarika iwe
you are not so educated but you're working
iwe haona kufunda stereka asi uri kushanda
you got a better job than the ones that's more educated than you
une basa riri nane kupfuura vakadya ma B
have you ever thought about that
vakambozvifunga here izvozvo
is all God's doing
kuita kwaMwari
it's not because you are clever
hazi nyaya uchenjeri wako
no kwete. It is the grace of God
inyasha dzaMwari
that's what grace is all about
ndozvinonzi nyasha.
May God help us. May He change our attitude and the way we see things around. Amen.
Amen.
What grace that God has wrought for us. His complaint is, they have forsaken me. Me, the world. And have accepted a broken system. Instead, accept. They have forsaken me, the fountain of water, of life. Amen.
Amen.
The fountain of water of life. And the desire, and would rather drink from a stagnant system. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine a person now that here is an artesian well? Just putting out that fine limestone water right out of the heart of the rocks down there in the sand beds and so forth. Just as cold and good as it could be. And rather drink out of a cistern over there that had washed off the top of the barns and sheds and all of the outbuildings around the place and put it right into that cistern there where the seepage of the water drains right back into from the barn. Look, he's talking about the choice that people make. You've got better water there. Coming from the fountains. Straight from the glories of God. But rather you would want to listen to a prayer that somebody wrote, somebody with a pipe, and he's writing a prayer. That's the prayer you want. And they say, we want you to say a prayer. Brother, we don't say a prayer. We pray. Can somebody say a prayer?
No,
no. We actually pray. Because we know praying is not reading.
He's
not claiming either. But he's talking to God. That's the one we want to talk to all the time. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
I want to read from Westina in the city. Paragraph 25. You know? Lots of times,
Kashinji,
we have so much to do. So
zubiti.
Many things to do. That keeps our mind. So occupied. We can't worship him when he comes. He will come to the meeting where they was having a revival in the city. The whole city, the ministerial association will get together and have a breakfast. And they will draw up plans. And they're going to have a big meeting. And when Jesus comes to the church, they begin to deal with somebody. They will say, put that fanatic out. You are not aware when he comes. You don't know. Because your mind is on your plans.
Amen.
Amen. You believe that this guy is coming to disturb you. Do you know that God has got plans for you? You got your plans. You wake up in the morning. You make plans. I want to start off at such a time.
Nasi ndautanga nenguva dzakati.
I'm going to that place.
Ndichaenda kuya kuya.
From there I must go there.
Kubva ikoko ndoenda uko.
I must do this, this.
Kubva ikoko ndoita icho necho.
That's a plan for the day.
Ndo urongwa wako wezuva.
You don't want anybody to disturb you.
Hauna wanda kutomboda kukanganise urongwa iwo.
You get so nervous when somebody comes in your way.
Unohuta huta pakangoita munhu ada kukanganisa urongwa
iwo. Because you want to keep your plan.
Kutoda kuchengetedza urongwa hwako.
If you are a believer.
Kana uri mutendi.
Yes, we plan.
Hongu tinoita
urongwa. We must plan.
Tinorofana kuronga.
But when God comes to change your plan,
Mwari kana vadzika kuzotsandura urongwa hwako,
you must know.
Unofana uziva.
God has come to change.
Mwari waya kuzotsandura urongwa.
What must I do?
Ndoitei.
Let me take his plan.
Ndaitore urongwa hwamwari.
Let me forget about mine.
Zvandagadzira
izvi. Why?
Sei?
We are putting him first place.
Tinoisa Mwari pakutanga.
Is that right? This is how we pray. We want him to be the first in our life.
Tauri Mwari pakutanga muupenyu hwedu.
You don't put him second. Say, let me do this, that, then I'll come back to you. No, no.
Aywa.
When he comes, he disturbs your plan. So that you see that he wants to be number one. If you are a believer, with correct discernment, you are going to see that he wants to be number one. I'm trying to be number one myself. Then if you are a believer, you discern correctly. You push your plan.
Woisa urongo wako
pano. Kuti mwana number 1.
Kuti mwari pakutanga.
Is that true?
Chokwadere.
This is how we've got to do it.
Ndo maitiro azvinoitwa izvi.
And this is why you are here.
Ndo saka imi muri pano.
Because you put him on number 1.
Nekuti wai maisa mwari pamberi.
You know the kind of plans you had for your own life.
Unoziva mhando yeurongo hwanga ina hope upenyu hwako.
You know the place you wanted to live.
Unotoziva kwaida kunogara uchirana.
You know the kind of university you wanted to go to.
Unoziva university mhando yacho yaida kuenda.
Is that true?
Chokwadere.
If we look at your old diaries, we can see what you wrote.
But
at 25, I must be like this. At
30,
I want to be like this. Maybe I'll be a priest. And by this, I'll be like this. Now, your plans. God came in to disturb them. Is that right? So you're not a priest today. You didn't go to the university you were planning. You didn't go to the city you wanted to live in. You didn't go to the job you wanted to go to. Why? He came to disturb. And we're here today. We're even happy. The way we are. And we know that he has got better plans than my plans. What do? I accept his plan. And I push away mine. And I know God is happy with me when I'm in his plan. If I'm in my plan, he's not happy. Is that true? Yes.
Yes.
This is what Paul did. He wanted to be maybe one of the high priest in town. Because as far as religion was concerned, he was surpassing everybody. So, if it was voting time, who was going to push him down? Who was going to be a high priest? Is that right? He would know which city to go and persecute who. But when he met the pillar of fire, brother, that man submitted. Is that right?
Amen.
Let your will be done. Amen.
Amen.
This is what prayer is all about.
Those are the matter.
We are praying because we want to know the will of God about our lives. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How do you get that? In heaven, he has got a book about your life. Your life is already predetermined. You are not planning now. This is why he's changing your plan. Because your life is predetermined. Do you believe in predestination? Yes. It means your destiny is already planned. He knows what you're supposed to be doing even tomorrow. He knows that. He knows your reaction on what is going to happen on you tomorrow.
But
when we pray, let your will be done on earth We're not talking about this earth here. Are you not earth? Yes.
Amen.
We are 16 elements.
My elements 16.
So you are earth. This body came from the earth. We desire that his plan about me must take place. So prayer takes you into God's foreknowledge about you. And a believer
Mutendi
is never argumentative. He says, where you lead me, I will follow. Is that right? If you take me through the garden, I will go. If you take me through deep trials, I will go. I will never curse you.
And
for taking me through trials and temptation, this is what you want me to do. Did Job curse God? He never did. Because he knew this is the plan that God has about
you.
But do you realize if Job did not go through them trials and temptation, he will never have seen the vision of the resurrection.
Cherumuko.
Is that right?
Jokwale.
Yes.
Wongu.
You pass through, accept to go through.
Kamuchira kupinda matambudzi.
There is a reason why God wants you to pass through that one. Because when everything is done and over,
kana zvinhu zvese zvapera zvaitwa,
you can look back and say, how did I pass?
What ndapura sei apa?
How did I go through here?
Ndapura sei nemoto.
And you look at what you are, your present position now, you say, I'm even better off than what I was before I started. Let your will be done on this earth. Is that right?
Amen.
So a true believer is submissive. You obey the will of God about your life. That's what prayer is. Let your will be done on earth. As it, so whenever you wake up in the morning, yes, I want to go shopping. Yes, I want to visit so and so. Is that right? But if God has got something different, you won't be angry at him. What does the book of Job say? He says, you don't say, tomorrow I'm going to town and do shopping or merchandise. That's your plan. But Job says, you must say, if God permits. Is that right?
Amen.
Because he might not permit you. So if God
permits.
Is that true? That's what Christianity is all about. But these days, brother, are you able to come home tonight? By
the grace of God. Brother, by the grace of God. We already know. When you say by the grace, you are not coming.
We want to change that language. Let's change it, please. Because we are Christians. We
are
depending on God. You want to go. Tell him, brother, I want to come. If God permits. Is that right? So don't plan other things and say, look, I told him already. If God wills. No. If you promise, honor your word. Because the Bible says, let your yes be yes, and let your no be no. Is that right? Jesus wants to bless you. Amen. He wants the first place. Amen. And give him, and we give him the last place. Amen.
Amen.
We got time for everything else. But you see him just a few minutes before you jump in bed, maybe at night, once a week or
so.
Dear God, bless me and my brother and my father and my mother, Mr.
Jones.
Amen.
Amen, Mwari.
Then when you go in bed, your conscience tells you, You finish your prayer. Well, do it for conscience sake. If somebody asks you tomorrow, brother, did you pray last night? Oh yeah, I did. But you know the kind of prayer? Bless me. With my father, with my mother, with the brother, so. Amen. By the time you say amen, you're almost snoring. That's not it. Talk to God. This is the whole idea. Amen.
Amen.
So, we want to make sure we are talking to Him. I want to read here my life story. Brother Branham was in a strait.
Brother Branham was in a strait.
Amen.
Amen.
And this is when we really know whether you are a Christian or not. His daughter Sharon Rose was going. His wife had already died. Amen.
Amen.
He was passing through a rough patch of his life. Amen.
Amen.
That is the time you must know your God. In good times, everybody is a Christian. Yeah?
Yeah.
In good times, we have our life good. But it is when it is very difficult. That's when we want to know what you are made out of. So, he comes into hospital. He says, I lay my hands on my little baby. And I said, God, please don't take my baby. Let her live. She was my little darling. And I couldn't stand to see her go. And it looked like a black sheet came down. And I raised up. And put my hand on her head. Raised up my hand to God. I said, God, I'm sorry that I have done the way I did. Forgive me. And please keep my baby here with me. I love her. There lays her mother dead. Don't take my baby too. I promise you, I will preach. I don't care what the world says.
It
says my heart was breaking. But I know I had to reap what I sowed. I put my hand on the baby again and says, God, not my will, but your will be done. Amen. That's where we pray. Not selfish, is that right?
It
says, and angels came and packed them away. Amen. Do you see what happens? Yes. You must be ready to receive His will. Amen.
Amen.
Many times we get to be so nervous because things are not moving the way we want. Because you want things to move the way you want. You don't want God to come and intervene. We don't do that. You leave room for God. Amen.
Amen.
And this is where the prophet was, a difficult time. But he knew, like Job of old, the Lord gave, the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is that right?
Amen.
You are not qualified to accuse God. Is that right?
Amen.
You're not qualified to try and find fault in God. It's like the people that's trying to find fault in the
message.
You cannot do that. God is perfect. He knows what He's doing. And He knows why He is doing it. Amen.
Amen.
He doesn't He doesn't even have to tell you the reason why he is doing what he's doing.
Mwari avatombofana kutombokutsanangurira kuti varikuzviita.
He is a sovereign God.
Mwari vane kuzvitonga.
He does what he knows to be right.
Zvavanoziva zvakanaka.
Because it is his own predestination.
Ndekuti kufano temera kwavo.
Isn't that true, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
Amen. So when you kneel down to pray,
you're
not selfish.
Hauna hundini.
Lord, give me a job.
Mwari ndipei basa.
Just give me a job.
Ndipei basa chete.
And you finally get that job.
Uzuruana.
We don't find you at church again.
Hatichakuona futi kuchurch.
God knows when you are supposed to have the job.
Mwari anotoziva pauchafana kuruana kuti ndirini.
Is that right? Yeah. He knows when you are supposed to have it.
Vanoziva kuti unofana kuruana riini basa racho.
You ask him.
Vakumbire.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, you know I need a job.
Mwari munoziva ndoda basa.
I got to do this, that and the other.
Ichi nechocho nicho.
Is that right? When my time comes, I will be able to receive it. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know we all don't have to be owning cars?
Munoziva here kuti tese hatifani kuva varidzi vemotikari, vane dzimota.
Is that true?
Chokwadi.
Some people will never have a personal car.
Vamwe havatombofa vakava neyavo yavanoti yavo mota.
They will depend on other cars. And the combi also.
Nema kombi.
We must be satisfied.
Gati gutsikane nezvati.
And worship God.
Torumbidza Mwari kumuna.
Properly.
Zvakakwana.
In the present situation.
Muchimiro chiripo.
Some people say, I worship God better when I have a car.
Vamwe vanoti ndichazonamata Mwari zviri nani kana ndane
mota. I worship God better when I am married.
Ndonamata Mwari zviri nani kana ndarora kana
kuroora. I worship better when I have a house.
Ndonamata zviri nani kana ndane mba.
Even if you have the house, you will never worship it.
Unyange ukazoiwana haufi wakanamata.
Your present condition right now.
Chimiro chako izvozvi.
You must worship God in that condition.
Ufana kunamata Mwari urimo muchimiro chauri izvozvi.
You must worship him to the full.
Vana mate zvakazara.
In this present circumstance.
Muchimiro chiripo izvozvizvi.
Amen.
Amen.
You won't worship him better in another circumstance.
Hauzovana mata zviri nani.
What you are right now.
Zvauri izvo.
You must just worship him.
Ngonamata Mwari.
Is that right?
Zvozvere.
This is why we don't believe in a prosperity gospel.
Ndosaka tisingatende muvhangeri rekubudirira.
How many of you want a car?
Vangani vanoda kugamuchira ndiana asingade kugamuchira.
Receive a car.
Gamuchirai mota.
Praise God, praise God.
Mwari ngavakudzwe tagamuchira.
2 years past, 3 years, 4 years past, you don't have a car.
Mwari matatu hausati waitenga baba nhiya iyo.
Are you going to give God a fold to say?
Uchapa Mwari mosva here kuti.
But I was told to receive it, I received it, I don't have it.
Akandi ndigamuchira asati ndaiwana.
That's not so.
Handizvo.
We might not all have houses. Receive a house. You even jump up from your seat. Brother, and by the time you die or raptured, you are still lodging. We are not the same. Is that right? God doesn't make us the same. He is a God of variety. God has got some mountains, he has got some valleys,
Mwari,
he's got rivers.
Zimwe nzvimbo vakadzama makomo, dzimwe mipata, vane
mudzizi. Is that right? He's got some people big,
vane
some are
puta,
mediocre,
vane
some are even too much.
Vamwe vakatetepa.
Is he a God of variety?
Mwari sarura kude.
Yes.
Hongu.
He has made some guys very short.
Vakaita vamwe vapfupi.
Some like me and
vamwe
some
seni, vamwe varefu kunge inini.
Is that right?
Izvozve.
I like that. I didn't think about it. Yeah, but this is what God is like. Brother, God does not make us same height and same width. Look at the guy close to you and look at their complexion. Is he not a God of variety? There's nothing wrong with your color. You must thank God for your color. Yes. He's a God of variety. Don't have sleepless nights. Because of your color.
Brother.
Do you think God is foolish? By making you what you are. No.
kwete.
He could have made you an Indian.
Vangadai vakakuita muIndia chai.
Born among Indians.
Wabva watozvarwa pakati pemaIndia.
But God knew.
Mwari vaiziva.
If this guy is born among Indians and grew up in India.
Uyu akaita muIndia akakurira pakati pavo.
He will die fighting for ISIS.
Anofa achirwira ISIS.
So, but you are alive today.
Asi uri mupenyu nhasi.
Is that right? You could have been an Arab.
Ungadai uri
muArab. Hey, brother. You could have been something else.
Ungadai uri zvimwe zvinhu.
But you must thank God.
Asi unofanira kutenda Mwari.
For what you are.
Nezvauri.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, vamwe vari kudya kamukiwa. Oh, sorry. How many of you know some of these skin lightening tablets? 100%, 75%, 50%,
25%.
Do you know those things? I don't even know their names. But some Caesars won't even sleep. How can I get that
one?
Whatever it is. Brother. Sister.
And
thank God for what you are.
Tenda Mwari nezvauri.
If you can't thank God for what you are.
Ukasatendera Mwari zvauri.
If you can't thank God for what you are.
Ukasatenda Mwari nezvauri.
You can never pray.
Haufi wakanamata.
You're always arguing with God.
Uchita nharo naMwari.
Why did you make my lips so black?
Sei miromo yangu makaita mitema.
I want to make them purple.
Ndauti ive purple.
Pink.
Kana pingi.
So.
Red.
But this is what I know about you.
Mwari anoti kana ndichikuziva ndokuziva wakaita zvawakaita izvo.
Thank God for that.
Tenda Mwari nezvauri izvozvo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo zvei.
Yes. This is what God does.
Ndizvo zvakaitwa naMwari.
And this is how he wants us to pray.
Ndokamunamata
kwaro. He already taught you to pray.
Vakatokudzidzisai kunamata.
Amen.
Amen.
Forgive us.
Tiregerere.
As we forgive our debtors.
Sekuredzidza kwatinoita vanotitadzira.
Is that right? Is that part of the prayer? Amen. Forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us. How many of you want to be forgiven? After you trespass. Have you ever seen somebody begging with the policeman?
But and he's
ready writing it. Give me your driver's license.
License.
You want to be forgiven? Yeah, we want to be forgiven for sure. That's what we are. But the question is, do you also forgive? This is the idea. Do you also forgive? People lose their lives and they die because they can't forgive. They'll be lying in hospital like this.
They
say, my friend, you are telling me about that other situation. That man did this thing to you, yes. But look at your position. You must forgive that one. Forgive that one. So that you won't have this problem in your heart. You must be free. And you won't even die. I will never forgive. Why did he do that?
What?
I will never forgive. The next day you come to hospital. But if he had accepted to forgive, he was going to be alive. Discharge and go home. Are you seeing, brother, sister? Yeah. An unforgiving spirit is very expensive. It causes sickness in your body. Prescription upon prescription. You don't want to forgive. But this is the whole thing. An unforgiving spirit causes sicknesses in the body. I want you to learn that. Brother Bram speaks about this other girl that had arthritis on the hand. But he discerned, he says, you have got arthritis.
He
says, yes. He says, you hate your mother. If you forgive your mother for what she did to you, you'll be healed. Look at the connection. Do you see the connection? And when she accepted to forgive the mother, that's how the healing came. It's alright? Some of you, you don't even get a job because you don't forgive. Is that right? You want to keep that grudge. Things will never work for you. And you see, there's this other job coming. You apply for it. Or you want to get that business for yourself. Others will get it. And so why me? Why not me? I was supposed to get that tender. You look back in your life first. Because your life situation will show you. It is what is going to consider you getting that tender or not. Are you getting that, brother? Yes. So a lot of things are blocked away from you because of your nature. But this is what we must do on our knees. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Yes, you want to be forgiven. But think about yourself. Have you also forgiven? Some things we've long forgotten that you wronged somebody. But the person you wronged still remembers. Is that true? The one that is wronged always remembers. Okay. Stressing a point. But that's it. So sometimes it's good for you to really sit down and really think. Go through your life. And your relationship with the different brethren. Is there nobody that I wronged? How about my wife? Is there no bad words I said to her? What does she think about me? Does she think I'm a good man? Bad man? Look, you want to be forgiven at work, but at home you don't want to forgive. Are you seeing the situation? Yes. This is my last quote I'm reading from Perfect Faith. Amen.
Amen.
And look at this scripture in the book of Mark. Amen.
Amen.
Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, I say unto you, that thing soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Is this that Paul? Yes. God doing that for you. Amen. And you want to express your faith that I believe it. I'm supposed to have it. We all must come to that place, right? That what we believe must come to pass. We believe in miracles, right? We know God can do it. And he has been doing it all this time. But look at this scripture. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, amen,
amen,
that your father also That thou, Father, also which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespass. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespass. Do you see where we are? When human beings are in an argument, they want to see who is going to win the argument. That's not Christian. Christian is. Yes, we are locked up. The only way for you to come out of that
is
through forgiveness. Because we all make wrong, we all do mistakes. There's nobody that will say, me, I will never make a
mistake.
All of us, we make mistakes. Even today, you made one. Paul says we die daily. Now don't say, now that pastor doesn't know that I'm a righteous man. Nothing, I did nothing wrong today. I was sleeping the whole day. So I did nothing wrong.
Why didn't you wake up and read?
Why didn't you wake up and pray? Yeah, we might not have seen you doing something, but what went in your mind? Do you see? We die daily. There's nobody that says me. Nothing touches me. You are
lying to us.
Because John says, if you say you sin, you don't sin. You are a liar. And
Rukuzona, are you seeing?
Every one of us, we sin.
Tinotaza.
We make mistakes.
Tineta mosho.
The prophet says, it's only the grave that is going to stop you from making more. But otherwise,
asi,
we want to keep on making some more. We even find them faults in one another. Amen.
Amen.
Even from the beginning of the service, I don't know how many faults you found in me. Yeah. That's what we are all like.
Those are
tiri
van.
But
asi,
let's forgive one another. That's the beginning of Christian life. When we forgive one another. Listen to what the prophet says now. Faith is based on forgiveness. Hey.
Hey.
If you don't forgive, you got no faith. Your faith will never grow. But the more you forgive, the more your faith develops
wings.
Is that right? Yes. Then, as we said this morning, trying to get the church into the place to where we could see, really see apostolic times moving among us. That's what we all hunger. Amen.
Amen.
And it's just laying right at the door. We see it, but we want to see more of it. We want it such a flow that it will help the church into a place to where we could really see. Okay. And it's just laying right at the door. We see it. But we want to see more of it. We want it such a flow that it will be a help to us. Amen. Flow out to others. When we forgive one another. Let's stand up on our
feet.
Hallelujah. Is the Lord wonderful? Yes, the Lord is good. We love Him.
And
all that's within our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just thinking of a song. I don't know the title of the song. But revival. You know the song now? All right. No, no, not yet. Not that one. It goes like, the revival starts in me. Search me. That's good, Brother Ben. Praise God. Give us Search Me, O Lord. I like that song. It's a nice worship song.
Chimbo chakanaka chekurumbidza.
Me, oh, say.